Well, I'm DJ Premier, producer, artist, label owner, and DJ. And I got my man Nick Javis straight out of Jersey, representing for the label Year Round Records, and we're here to do our thing here in Stroudsburg.
First of all, where does your name come from?
My original name was Wax Master C. My first name is Christopher, so yeah. You know, everybody likes to have their name somewhere in there. And nobody was really using Wax Master. He had Jam Master, he had Grand Master. When I signed to Gangstar, Stu Fine, the owner of the label Wild Pitch Records, didn't like my name. He thought I should change it. So I made a list of names, you know, like Cut Supreme and Premier Cuts and Premier Scratches. And then I was like, you know what? My mother looked at the list. She said, why don't you just call it Premier? And I was like, you know what? How about DJ Premier? Yeah. I called the label back and said, how about DJ Premier? And they said, yo, we like that. And that's why my name stuck.
You're doing an international tour right now. What's your favorite country?
Right now, we've only done 4 shows. We've done Switzerland. We did Marseille. Marseille was the first show, and it was insane. Like, insane. I hear this town is crazy in Stroudsburg, so we're going to see what happens.
Do you know French music a little bit?
A lot of French music that I've been put up on comes out of, you know, Paris area. You know, and it's very hardcore, very raw. You know, like, I don't know anything from out here in Stroudsburg, but...
You know, we got a big DJ in France who is called David Guetta, and he's producing with a lot of American artists. He did I Got a Feeling, like Black Eyed Peas. What do you think about hip-hop music getting more electro?
I mean, well, electro is part of hip-hop. You know, Planet Rock and Nucleus, you know what I'm saying, with Jam On It and all that type of stuff, you know. Planet Patrol, you know, the whole, you know, Michael Johnson and all that type of stuff. Electro, you know, IOU with Freeze, you know, Mantronics, all that stuff was already around. So that was part of our whole structure of hip-hop anyway. So electro was already here from day one.
Could you tell me what's the song on replay on your iPod right now?
On my iPod right now is more rock music. Donnie Iris, Aaliyah. Not Aaliyah the artist, rest in peace to her, but Aaliyah is the song by Donnie Iris. And then there's who else? Donnie Iris, yeah. Bryan Adams, Open Road, MOP, Face Off 2, and The Police, Spirits in the Material World.
Okay. You were talking about Soulja Boy like a few minutes ago. He did a song with only a keyboard and a computer. You think everyone can make a hit now?
Not everybody can. I mean, with Soulja Boy, I mean, I was never mad at him. I never had a problem with him to begin with, because he's doing what he's doing for the generation of people that like his music. So I don't see anything wrong with him. I just don't do that style. You know what I'm saying? I won't do that style. But in regards to what he's doing, a good record's a good record. Whether you beat on a wall, whether you snap your fingers, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as it's a good record to the ears and listen to it. I know how to judge hip hop because I was born and raised on it, so I know what I consider authentic versus what sounds corny.
Okay. You know? I heard you produced 2 bangers for Kanye's new album. Is that true?
I gave him a track already. He said he wants 2 more tracks from me, but he's keeping the one that I already gave him. We haven't cut vocals yet, so right now he's in Hawaii working on the album. I know he brought Q-Tip in, Pete Rock, quite a few people. So it's his decision on what the outcome's going to be. But when I get home, I'm going to make some more beats for him. But
could you tell us how this song going to be like?
Oh, I don't know. But I mean, because the track that I gave him is very slow. It's like 74 beats per minute. It's really slow. Yeah,
but very slow. It's not no more electro with Kanye.
No, not on this album. Maybe later, but he said not on this one. And you know, big up to him. And I can't wait to hear what the vocals are going to sound like on the beat that I gave him. Yeah, it's some real different epics, that type of shit.
So you're a very famous DJ. You must be in touch with a lot of artists. Could you tell us, to your opinion, who's going to be the next star, big star in hip hop?
Nick Javis, NYG's, Khalil. That's pretty much it.
So what are your upcoming projects?
Nick Javis, NYG's, okay. Khalil. That's pretty much it. Busta Rhymes, Fat Joe.
Okay, thank you very much. Could you say a last word in French?
Au revoir.
Merci, au revoir.